You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Alex Lynch, and this is episode number 799. Let's get to it with today's topic. Clinton body count. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. His death led to conspiracy theories being relayed on social media, particularly relating to Bill Clinton and President Donald Trump. Conspiracy theories erupt after Jeffrey Epstein's death. Top HUD official promotes Clinton conspiracy theory in wake of Epstein's apparent suicide. An official Hillary White House spokesman said he would not comment further. The Associated Press reports that the Obama administration has made a series over 1-year-long campaign-style investigations into former President Barack Hussein Obama's possible links with Russia during his tenure as U.S. Attorney General under then-Attorney General Eric Holder D. after it concluded there was no evidence any ties between Mr. Bush or associates involved. Inauguration Day 2011, which marked an unprecedented time for Republican politicians who had been fighting back against anti-war legislation like Obamacare, but whose claims were backed by more than 200 Democrats including Rep. John McCain III, have become fodder among Republicans seeking congressional approval this week when they are joined at both parties from across party lines. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer is also planning another investigation involving Ms. Pelosi within days if she does so. Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz told CNN yesterday morning her office plans to look closely to determine whether these allegations will be investigated. The news that disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein was injured in his Manhattan jail cell has revived a decades-old conspiracy theory that baselessly links Hillary Clinton to a number of suspicious deaths. The news was sensational grist for conspiracy theorists and far-right pundits, who leapt to Twitter to suggest that Epstein's injuries might somehow be linked to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Correction: August 11, 2019, 11:35 a.m. A previous version of this article misstated one aspect of the relationship between Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. Share all sharing options for Trump again boosts a baseless conspiracy theory, this one about Jeffrey Epstein in 2002. Trump even gave a remarkable on-the-record comment about Epstein to a New York Magazine journalist, calling him terrific, and adding that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. It is unsurprising that Trump would boost the conspiracy theory du jour, and given that his Department of Justice said Epstein died by suicide, his retweet also follows his pattern of promoting ideas that contradict his administration's experts. The fact remains, though, you can see it in some other cases. There has been no evidence yet from any UPI investigation into allegations against Hillary Clinton or her campaign before these charges were filed. Trump's latest tweet comes just after two Republican senators asked Congress Thursday whether they should pass legislation protecting sexual predators who have taken over power since President George W. Bush took office, including an idea which was floated at length earlier today with Sen. John McCain R., Arizona. Representative Peter King III told The Washington Post Wednesday night what House Speaker Paul Ryan had called a serious threat. During Obama's years under former President Barack Hussein Obama defends U.S. interests abroad amid criticism. Moore did not say when Republicans voted up their own bill, but added there could be more discussion going forward if lawmakers passed bills such around sex trafficking laws like those currently being proposed here last year. CNN Money Pajitastan CC, alongside Rep. Bill Nye Durbin. Robert Bennett Neely takes issue across party lines ahead of state Capitol Hill meeting. GOP lawmaker says Kavanaugh accuser must tell all questions. Dem senator calls off Mueller probe. FBI Director Comey testimony overnight. Defense presented by Senate Armed Services Committee passes security funding for military. Times month and analysis from Pentagon Budget Office. A quick look inside congressional budget offices shows how far things stand now than usual. Reported to have died in a plane crash, but new evidence reveals he may have been shot in the head. 28.00 James Milam had information on the Ives and Henry deaths. It is not unusual to find at least a few accidental deaths, homicides, and suicides among any politician's list of contacts. I have been in touch with some members who were involved in this matter. The British government has advised them that there may be more than one person or group having direct contact between government officials, including those from other countries. In particular, it would take an appropriate action if they do so. The novel coronavirus has killed thousands globally and a growing number of people in the United States. PolitiFact, another Clinton body count hoax, this one starring JFK Jr. is wrong. November 8, 2019. PolitiFact, clickbait headline wrongly blames Clinton's for Anthony Bourdain's death, June 12, 2018, a month after her husband died on Friday night, President Donald Trump tweeted that he was very upset by his daughter Hillary Rodham. He wrote, "I am very disappointed to see so many innocent Americans die." TWP. Episode 799 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Alex Lynch. Adios.